This is a reboot of one of the most commented on, most boosted, and most listened to episodes of Bitcoin Audible. You will not leave this episode with any more knowledge or wisdom of the Bitcoin system or the economics of the world. You may, in fact, be dumber when you're done listening to this episode, but I hope that at least you will be entertained. Merry Christmas, everybody. Right, so you're a thirsty bitch. You like to gargle Peter the Bald. The best in Bitcoin made audible. I am Guy Swan, and this is Bitcoin Audible. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. And we have got a interesting show for you today. So, this has been... I have been pestered, maybe is the word, about this for quite some time. And this is just... This episode is going to be what this episode is going to be. You know, I usually try to keep my cursing to a minimum on this show. I don't do a very good job of it. I have a construction background, and, you know, that just kind of, you know, cursing is just words. It's just how you language. So, while I try to keep it to a minimum, that is entirely going to be impossible with this episode. There is so much... F word in this quote unquote article or this transcription here that trying to censor all of it would be a completely hopeless task. So I will put a explicit warning on this episode, and then, you know, I will give you a heads up, but that's how that's going to be. And you know how, like, I try to keep this show to be a lot of signal and not any noise? This entire episode is nothing but noise. This is the, just so you know, there is an audio recording of this already. It began as an audio recording. This was a Twitter Spaces between American Hoddle and Dieter Bob. And then thanks, I guess, to Stephen Chow, it is now a transcription of the recording. And this show is a reading of the transcription of the recording of the debate, if you can call it that, between American Hoddle and Dieter Bob. And you know, I at first started to actually listen to the recording some weeks or month ago or whatever, and I got like maybe like 5 or 7 minutes into it, and then I stopped and I said, you know, no, that's not how this works. I'm reading the transcription. I'm not recreating the recording that has already happened. So this is going to be my interpretation of the situation through the text. So you're going to get the uncensored or the uninfluenced Guy Swan reading of the transcription of the recording. And you know, I was told, a couple of people said on Twitter that the bull market will not be back until I did this episode. And honestly, that is what had me not doing this episode more than anything else. But now that I needed some good time to stack. But now that I feel like I'm kind of past that and I'm running out of time, and then also because apparently I put it on the vote page, the Bitcoin Audible vote page, like a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago. I don't know. It's been up there for a while. But apparently, because it was down at the bottom, it just wasn't noticed. And 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago, it was noticed. I mentioned it in a conversation, and I shouldn't have. And now it is so soundly at the top of the vote list. It has been, there's 200,000 sats on this, which means that the likelihood of anything passing it is almost zero at this point. So I have no choice. I've put it off for as long as I can. I have avoided it, but now it is here. The reading of the transcription of the recording of American Hoddle versus Dieter Bob. a quote, debate.
I would like to thank our sponsor, CoinKite, and the Cold Card Hardware Wallet for both supporting this show and putting up with this kind of content.
And I would also like to thank Swan Bitcoin for making it easy to stack Bitcoin. I stack Bitcoin today, and, you know, that's going to make me feel good, even though this is today's episode of Bitcoin Audible. The meme factory will have its way. The incredible, the largely substance-free, thirsty transcription. And it's titled American HODL versus Dieter Bob. HODL. If he does show up, this is going to be like having a conversation with a homeless person outside a convenience store. But I think it'll have a lot of entertainment value. So it was funny. Dieter said he was going to punch me. And I was like, bro, you're like 5'4 in real life. Like, no offense, but don't come up to me and try to punch me. It's not going to work out well. Host. Okay, we got Dieter in the house. Dieter.
Yo, bitch.
HODL. What's up? Host. So here, I'll go ahead and just get off mic and let you two just hash out whatever you need to hash out. I won't allow any other speakers, so no one will be ganging up on each other, and have at it. HODL. What's up, midget?
Dieter. How's Peter's dick taste?
Like crumpets?
Dude, you're the fakest fuck on Twitter.
Is that all you got, dude?
You're a little bitch.
Is this all you got?
You're a little fucking attention whore. You come here, you're like, oh, I'm retired off Bitcoin, I'm bored, I have nothing to do. Let me just go like stroke with all these guys and make myself seem relevant.
Dieter, that's the same fucking thing you do. You're the same person. What are you talking about? You circle jerk a bunch of people that are also unhinged morons like yourself. It's still a circle jerk, dumbass.
Yeah, I do that? No. We're in the same situation, but you're a weak little bitch. I'm not. Dude, you're a weak little bitch.
Remember how you didn't show up to the conference because you're too scared of people in real life? Even though you fucking, well, I'm not going to say that, but I'm not going to say it. I don't want to dox anybody. You didn't show up to the conference, bro. Come on. And you easily could have.
Yeah, I didn't show up to the Binance thing. That was...
And you didn't even have good reasons to not go. You're just too scared to see people in real life.
Bull fucking shit, dude. You think there's no good reasons? No. You think they're not good reasons because you're a fucking circle jerker.
Dude, you're 5'4", bro. You're 5'4". Are you kidding me? Try and push me in real life. Do it.
You're a circle jerker. You get off on feeling relevant. That's why you're here. That's why you're here, dude, period. I sit by the fucking pool all day, too.
You were such a fucking pussy, dude. You're such a fucking pussy. For real. You wouldn't even show up in real life.
Dude, I don't want to go to a fucking Binance convention.
I don't want to go to a conference because I'm 5'4 and I don't want to get strangled if I try and punch somebody.
No, dude. Dude, I would fuck you up. I would fuck you up. You know why? You know why? Because I have real fucking passion. I would try to kill you. You'll be fighting. I'll be trying to kill you because I have passion and you don't.
You're fucking tiny, dude.
You don't even know me, bro. I've got so much heart. I got so much heart, bro, that I get in a fight, bro. It's not the fucking size of the dog. It's the size of the fight in the dog. You know what I mean, bro? Come on, bro. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's literally true. That's true. So you have a micro dick, and you gotta be circle jerking to feel good about yourself, and it sucks. It fucking sucks, dude.
Everybody knows 6.15, which is, you know, that's average in many regions. I just want to let you know that.
7.34. Dude, you fucking suck. You're here to milk the thing for your own fucking pleasure. You don't give a fuck about Bitcoin. You don't give a fuck about any of that.
Exactly how am I milking the scene? How am I milking the scene? How? Be specific, you faggot.
Because, dude, you're stroking Peter. You're a fucking faggot, dude.
What the fuck does that mean? I go on Peter's podcast? Okay.
Yes.
How is that stroking Peter? I'm not paid by Peter. I'm not on Peter's payroll.
Because he's an obvious fucking phony.
Never taken a dollar from Peter. In fact, I'm down half a Bitcoin to Peter if you'd fucking listen to the podcast, which is not, you know, that's not pleasant. To be down half a Bitcoin? Okay. So really, Peter has gotten more value out of the relationship than I have. I don't know what fucking point you're making.
Because, dude, there's fucking news, man. It's the biggest wave of news of all time, and you're this perceived pleb, even though you're a fake fucking pleb, okay? You're this perceived pleb, and then you see you're fucking, they see you fucking stroking Peter and giving him legitimacy. It fucking sucks, dude. You're pathetic.
Who does that? Dude, I'm a nobody, okay?
Yes, I know you're a nobody, and so am I, and that's why he wanted you on there.
Like, my following is not large. Dude, listen, his show does huge fucking numbers. Hey, no, shut up, dumbass. How am I giving Peter's show legitimacy when Peter's show does huge fucking numbers and I'm a nobody?
It's because you won't shut the fuck up and listen, okay? He got you on there as a PR move for the plebs. That's it. You are a fucking nobody.
Well, it seems to be working real fucking good then, doesn't it, Dieter? Because all I have to deal with all day is fucking plebs going, oh, you're on fucking McCormick to suck his dick, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I go on McCormick's show like every podcast guest for my own fucking ends. I don't go on there for McCormick. I go on there for myself because I have messages I want to get out. There's a huge amount of new people listening to that show.
Dude, you're on there because you're a thirsty bitch. You're on there because you're a thirsty little bitch.
Hey, why don't you fucking talk less in Twitter speak and actually outline what the fuck you're trying to say? Because all you're doing is making baseless accusations, Dieter. You have no evidence for shit. You're a tiny little midget person in real life.
Dude, no. You came on there trying to act like a fucking pleb, but you're a thirsty bitch.
You know what I'm saying? You were too scared to go to the conference, even though you easily could have gone to the conference. Come on.
You're a thirsty bitch. That's it. You're just a thirsty bitch. You don't give a fuck about Bitcoin. You don't give a fuck about any of this.
Dude, you didn't want to go to the conference because your real life persona and your online identity are fully disconnected. That's why you didn't want to go. You're not like this in real life. You're everyone's bitch in real life. You know that. That's how you walk through your entire existence, dude.
Because I'm the thirsty one.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So I'm the thirsty dude. I sit by the fucking pool every day too, dude. But I don't use that to be able to garner like this fucking following. I'm thirsty as fuck. I gotta be like I'm relevant. I gotta be like in the eye of all the people, and I'm the one, dude. Fuck. You're not the only one sitting by the goddamn pool, dude. You're not.
Bro, the plan is for all of us to be sitting by a goddamn pool. That's the plan.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You are a pandering fuck.
I want to get people wealthy off of Bitcoin. Do you not also want the same thing for people?
You don't give a fuck about anyone, dude. You're here for you, period. You even just admitted it. Oh, I go on Peter's show for my own end.
Everyone's here for themselves, you fucking retard. You're not here for other people. Everyone is here for themselves, you fucking dumb piece of shit.
No, dude.
Are you kidding me? You're saying you're not here for yourself?
I am here for everyone. I'm here for freedom. I'm here because I want the central bank to go down in fucking flames. You're here for you, dude. You are here for you.
Come on, listen, Dieter, you have posted pictures of your infinity on these fucking Telegram group chats, flexing on plebs, saying things like, I don't have to fucking snag Bitcoin because I'm a OG and all this shit.
What? Dude, I regularly post me stacking.
You do all the shit that you accuse other people of doing. Dude, I have all the screenshots. I'll have to dig them up, but they're there.
I regularly post me stacking.
And everybody who's been in those Telegram groups can vouch. You used to say you didn't stack. Are you retarded or something? You're just gonna lie about this? There's so many plebs who will back me up on this who were in those group chats. Seriously. You're just gonna lie about this whole thing?
To say I didn't stack?
Dude, you used to say in 2019, 2020 that you didn't have to stack because you had OG privilege. That's what you would tell people.
No.
Yes, you did. Yes, you fucking did. Somebody get the evidence on that and fucking post it, because that's real.
I said that if you're an OG, your incentive to stack does go down. This is period. Dude, you're a thirsty fucking fuck. That's it. You're a thirsty fuck. That's it. That's it.
What am I thirsty for, dude? What am I thirsty for?
Because you have a little dick. That's why. You feel inferior.
You're doing great.
That's why, dude. That's why when I got to the point where I could say fuck you to the world and just lay by my pool all day, that was good. That's it. Now I just cheer on Bitcoin taking over the fucking world. I'm not knocking on people's doors. Hey, Peter, can you like let me on your be on your podcast? Like what? Like, dude, you're thirsty as fuck. And you're so thirsty, it makes me think that your whole life, your whole persona, is just fucking fake, dude.
Yeah, I got a phone call. Are you gonna say anything else besides I'm thirsty this whole time?
It's fucking fake. It's fucking fake.
Okay, cool, Dieter. Cool, dude. Tell me how it's fake.
Because I've been here for over 8 fucking years, man. I can read through the fucking lies. I can see.
Okay, I've been here for fucking 6.5 years.
Well, no, you haven't.
Yes, I have, fuckface.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Not on Twitter, but in Bitcoin.
Well, I've been on fucking Twitter, in Bitcoin Twitter, for 8 fucking years.
Okay, I don't care. I didn't used to use Twitter. Did you know that a lot of us didn't use Twitter until the block size war, right? It was more Reddit-based before that. You're an OG. You know that.
Fuck Reddit. Reddit sucks.
Yeah, Reddit's terrible. I agree.
Right. So, you're a thirsty bitch. You like the gargle Peter's bulb.
Tell me how I'm fake. Tell me how I'm thirsty. Go ahead.
That's it. You like the gargle influencer nutsack. That's just all there is to it. That it. Like, you coming up in the world wasn't even good enough.
Wait, what?
You have to feel like you're the center of attention. And like these people are following me and like all this other bullshit. Dude, fuck you.
By the way, have you checked out my BitClout? Have you looked at my BitClout?
Fuck you, dude. Peter, I will take a picture of my rock hard boner. 7 3/4 inches and send it to you. I will. And it won't be the first time I've done it. So like, whatever, dude. Whatever.
Fine. Post it. Hey, you really want to be about that life? Post your dick on Twitter. Go ahead.
Dude.
You want to prove that you're not fake? Hey, you said you would do it. Post your dick. Post your dick on Twitter. You just said it. So are you going to be fake or are you going to post your dick on Twitter?
I said I would send it to you.
And you just said it in front of 400 people, dude.
If you want to forward it to people, that's fine.
Okay, send it to me first personally and I will post it. I'd love to see your dick. Please send it my way.
Dude, okay, so...
Don't Google image search it. You got to be legit about this, okay? I need like a block clock in the background or something.
This is what it comes down to, man. Peter is a proven fucking bad actor. Dude, like all those guys that blocked me. Who the fuck has blocked you? You piece of fucking shit, okay? All these guys that block me because I actually go after them. And yesterday, I created a side account.
Ton of people block me all the time. What are you talking about?
I created a side account to see what those fucks are doing. It's been literally years since I've seen what those fucks are doing.
I know. You were showing me that you were watching Crypto Man Ran. You actually watched Crypto Man Ran. Like, you actually sat through one of his podcasts like a huge faggot.
I open it up and I see Ran the crypto guy doing some live show with Peter McCormick, okay? And Ran said to Peter, hey, I thought you were a maximalist. And Peter goes, no, I'm not a maximalist. I never said that. And then Ran goes, no, on such and such show, you said you were a maximalist. And then he starts fumbling and stuttering and bumbling around. And then this other dickhead joins the show and they get off topic, okay? Peter is a fucking phony. He promotes, he's in the shit corner circle, period. So you... being on his show is you directly promoting shitcoins and shitcoinery and fakery and being a fucking phony, dude.
Listen, no, I'm not here to defend Peter. Peter can defend himself.
You're in such a unique position that you don't have to do anything, man.
A lot of Peter's shit is fucking retarded. I would never defend the shit he posts on Twitter.
You don't have to do anything. So you choose to gargle Peter's fucking balls?
Dude, listen, Peter's show has been Bitcoin only for like the last 2 years, okay?
No
So that's the only time I've been on the show in the last 2 years. I was not back on his show when he was promoting shitcoins. When I was going on his show, he was promoting Bitcoin. People ask me all the time to be on their stupid crypto podcasts, and I tell them no for obvious reasons. I'm not going on a fucking crypto podcast, okay?
Dude, do you think he's actually changed? So you don't think I could have to do all that bullshit too?
What, to go on crypto podcasts?
I told Peter, when Peter asked me to be on his show, I told Peter to go fuck himself.
Yeah, but you don't because you're a little bitch.
You said, no, Peter, don't pay me to be on your show. I'll fuck your balls for free, buddy.
Yeah, to be funny.
I will suck your balls. I'm so thirsty for relevance. I will suck your balls for free. It's fucking pathetic, man. No one sticks up for any principle. No nothing.
Dude, I just love how the goalposts are constantly shifting. Like, if I got paid by Peter, I'm a paid shill. If I don't get paid by Peter, well, then I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? It's like...
No, you're a thirsty bitch.
Let's take a pause right here in this invigorating and thoughtful debate where HODL has laid out the interesting detail that Dieter Bob is a fucking dumbass, while Dieter has countered with the fact that HODL is in fact a thirsty bitch who gargled Peter the Bald. While we ponder these deep thoughts, let's take a moment for our sponsor.
Are you a ball-gargling thirsty bitch like American HODL, who just wants to get more influencer points so they can stack more Bitcoin? Or are you an elegant OG like Dieter Bob, who doesn't have to stack anymore? Well, either way, you're going to want a safe, secure, trusted hardware wallet like the Cold Card Mark IV. It is the number one hardware wallet choice of the cypherpunks. So whether you're new to the space and you just want to secure your keys, or you're an OG who wants their cold storage to be extra cold, or maybe you're a fake fuck who just pretends to be a pleb and grabs a cold card to impress all his fellow fake pleb friends, or of course maybe you're just a thirsty bitch gargling for sats. No matter who you are, the cold card will work for you, keeping your Bitcoin safe, poser and OG alike. The Cold Card has an array of all the advanced and incredible features that you would want in a cypherpunk Bitcoin signing device, and all the simplicity for those who don't give a shit about all that other cool stuff. And the listeners of this show can get 9% off with code BITCOINAUDIBLE. You'll find the link right there in the show notes. Now let's jump back into this amazing episode of The Clashing of Two Great Minds.
Bro, Dieter, this is your problem. You have no consistency, like zero consistency. You have no principles, you have no integrity, you have no intellectual consistency.
I'm the only one that's been fucking consistent, you lying sack of shit.
You just call everybody a scammer all the time, fuckface. And then of course you're gonna be right if you call every single person a scammer.
Bullshit, dude. Everyone in here who's followed me for years will think I'm the most consistent person they've ever seen on fucking Twitter, dude. You're the inconsistent fuck.
People are gonna be fucking scammers. Of course people are gonna be scammers.
You are the inconsistent fuck.
How am I inconsistent? How?
Because, oh, I'm a pleb, but no, at the same time, I'm gonna fuck Peter's dick. Like, what? It doesn't even make sense, bro.
All right, Dieter. Is this all you have to say over and over again? Just, I suck Peter's dick and I'm a fucking thirsty whore?
After years and years and years, when it doesn't make sense, there's something fucking going on. There's something going on. When it doesn't make sense, you don't go, oh, does it make sense? And you just move on. There's something going on. It doesn't make any sense.
Something going on with what? With what? Make a specific claim, fucko. With what? What is going on?
My claim is you're a thirsty bitch, and that doesn't give a fuck about Bitcoin, and you're just here to amuse yourself and lead people down the wrong fucking path.
How have I led people down the wrong path? How?
People don't need to be listening to Peter McCormick, period.
Because how? How?
Because you're rubbing elbows with a fucking scammer.
Oh, that's me leading people down the wrong path? How?
Yes, you rubbing elbows with a fucking scammer leads people down the wrong path.
Hey, you tweet at him all the time, and you give him engagement and attention, so you're rubbing elbows with him also.
No,
Yeah, you are.
I'll tell him he's a little bit and hoping he gets nut cancer. So that just fuck Peter, fuck you, fuck these fucking phonies.
You're giving him all this tasty engagement. Dude, when he goes on Twitter and he does this stupid trolly bullshit and then you take the bait, is that not giving him engagement and raising his profile?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, but that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
I'm just here to say, you thuck, Peter thucks. That's why I'm here. You thuck and Peter thucks. Peter doesn't give a fuck about Bitcoin.
We didn't need to do this in audio if this was all you were going to say. We should have done this in text because you could have just tweeted at me 30 times and how I'm a thirsty whore.
Peter doesn't give a fuck about Bitcoin. He's here to milk the theme. That's it. Dude, if you do any research on like how did someone garner following, the rule number one is finding niche groups and get a foothold in it. That is literally rule number one.
Yeah, he's an influencer. Yeah, Dieter, I know. I used to do content for a living, okay? Like, I'm well aware.
Okay, well, then I guess you failed and just thuck ass at it. So, like, that's it, dude? Peter the fucking phony. Why do you want to associate yourself with that? Why?
Dude, because I have my own ends. That's why I go on Peter's podcast.
That's not an answer. Don't be a little bitch.
I have my own ends.
Don't be a little bitch. Peter is a bona fide phony and a scammer. Why do you want to associate with him?
What is a scam? What scam is he running?
The scam is, if you're being a fucking phony, it means you're misleading people to your own advantage. He doesn't give a fuck about Bitcoin.
So Dieter, if you don't post a picture of your dick, are you a phony? Because you said you would do that.
Whatever, dude.
So you would be a phony in that instance. So you gotta post a picture of your dick if you want to keep it real, dog. Everybody heard it.
Whatever, dude. If you want to be a fucking clown, be a clown.
Okay. Show an open dime for scale, please. We need to actually confirm if it's 7.34 like you said.
It's actually 7.75.
Okay, that's very impressive. You know, hats off to you, sir. But I'm gonna need that open dime for scale, okay?
I busted up. I literally took a sledgehammer and busted up my open dime because MVK is a fucking... He's a fucking simp herder too, dude.
He's a scammer? MVK's a scammer? That's what you're saying?
No, it's attract the simps, corral the simps, milk the simps. That's just what they do, okay? MVK cares more about extracting value from its followers than he does about Bitcoin, period.
Seems to be the Robert Breedlove kind of deal.
That goes for you, that goes for Peter, that goes for all these fucking guys.
Dude, MVK is a businessman with a product, and it's a great product. It's a Bitcoin-only product. You should watch your fucking mouth.
Okay, yeah. Do your little fucking spiel because, oh my God, we can't rock the boat because if they kick me out of the Circle Jerk crew.
No, I just like MVK. He provides a lot of value to the space, Dieter. You provide nothing. You provide fucking nothing. Why is this a Circle Jerk? Everyone in this fucking chat owns a cold card. Why is this a Circle Jerk to say that MVK is fucking good for the space and provides a lot of value? Are you retarded?
What I'm saying is, he cares more about extracting value from the space than he does about providing value for the space. And that's what I'm starting to see.
He created the first Bitcoin-only hardware wallet. How is that not providing value to the space?
I don't give a fuck what he does. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
What value have you ever provided to this space, Dieter?
What the fuck have you done, dude?
Nothing. Nothing. But what have you done?
Right. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. I've done nothing, but I've been here for a long fucking time, and I know when someone's being fucking fake and when someone's being fucking real.
I know. I'm aware, dude. You just call everybody fake. That's what you do. And yet you won't post a picture of your dick like you said you were going to. No, you're fake. You're fake, dude.
No, I don't. I do not think that everyone is fake.
You literally made the claim that you were going to post a picture of your dick, and now you won't do it.
Let me just go through. I think Psychedelic Bart is real as fuck. I think Pirate Beach Bum 2 is real as fuck.
I'm going to need to see that dick, my guy, to prove that you're not fake, you know? Drop your pants. Let's see what you got going on.
Whatever, dude. Everybody knows you're a thirsty bitch. That's it. You're a thirsty bitch, okay? I could have zero...
Audio connection lost to Twitter Spaces. Dieter, we're going to need to see that dick, okay, my guy? We're going to need pictures with something for scale. It doesn't have to be an open dime, you know. It could be a block clock. It could be a trezor, a ledger. Whatever you got around. Whatever's handy. We're going to need that, though. Can't be a Google image thing. You got to prove it's your real dick, okay? Bitcoin dick. Everybody please pressure Dieter on Twitter to post a picture of his dick. He said he was going to, and if he wants to prove he's not a phony, that's what he will need to do in order to prove that he's not a phony. Host. I'll welcome Peter to the debate. Since Dieter has left, I'll bring a couple other people on here. Peter. Has he left? HODL. I think Dieter is gone. Host. I think he glitched out. HODL. I hope that was entertaining for everybody involved. Host. Give you two a spot at the next conference and just, like, do that. And I'll listen for 3 hours. For 3 hours, I'll listen to it. Peter. Hi, HODL. HODL. What's up, peeps? Is Dieter coming back or what? Unidentified. Yo, Peter, I found out recently that you're a spook. Peter. Yeah, it is true. I work for MI6. Unidentified. What's your plan on Bitcoin? What are you trying to do? How are you trying to attack Bitcoin? HODL. You're trying to pacify the plebs. Unidentified. Yo, they are the most dumbest motherfuckers. I've seen a lot of people in this space, but Dieter Bob and the rest of his fucking friends are probably the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever encountered in Bitcoin. And that's including all the fork wars from like the Bitcoin Classic days. So if you're following Dieter Bob or you find any value in him, block me, because you're a fucking idiot. Unidentified 2. HODL, is this a literal dick measuring contest? Unidentified 1. I think so. I think that's what we got going on right now. HODL. We should end this spaces, because I did tell Dieter on Twitter that it was just going to be me and him, and there was not going to be a bunch of people up on stage talking shit about him. So now that he's not here, it doesn't feel right. So I'm going to bounce. Unidentified 1. You can tell him that I was here and that I said he's a fucking idiot. Peter. Why does anyone give him any airtime and not just have him blocked? He's an absolute moron. Unidentified 1. I'm unfollowing people and muting people that bring him up to my Twitter feed because it's fucking getting annoying. Unidentified 2. HODL, I literally just texted you what Peter just said. You're just giving this guy attention, man. HODL. Yeah, it was entertaining though, wasn't it? I thought it was fun. Unidentified. Well, he's an idiot, so... Inaudible section. HODL. Hey, listen, I'm gonna bounce, because I told him I wouldn't get up here, inaudible, and talk shit about him. Stony. Hey, HODL. HODL. What's up, Stony, you little faggot? Stony. Hey, fuckface. HODL. What's up, fucko? Stony. Hey, will you shut the fuck up for 2 seconds? Like when we did that one podcast with Svetsky? HODL. Go ahead. Stony. Okay, cool. I'm gonna... Inaudible section. You fucking spook. Answer one question for me. It's all I need to know. Why did you disappear off of Twitter as soon as I said that you were working for McCormick? You were trying to recruit plebs. HODL. Listen, I took a break from Twitter. Stony. Yeah, sure you did. HODL. I took a break from Twitter because I'm addicted to Twitter, okay? And also I got banned, okay? Which you know about. We consistently get banned all the fucking time. You get banned a little less than me. Stony. When has that ever stopped you before? HODL. Dude, I just took a break, dude, because I'm addicted to Twitter, that's why. Peter. Stony, I'm here. You can talk to me and address me directly if you want. HODL. I mean, yeah, your bullshit about me being paid by fucking Peter is fucking retarded. I don't get paid by Peter. Inaudible section. Stony. No, I fucking met Peter at Tone Bay's conference in 2009 outside of the D Hotel, and from then on, your intentions are fucking garbage. You have this fake outrage about who... Peter. Let's talk about this. No, fuck you. Well, you kind of are talking about them, so let's do it. I'm happy to talk. You've got a pair of bollocks, we can talk through it. I don't know what bollocks are because I'm not a fucking cuck Brit loser like you are. They're the things between your legs, but... We can talk about it, or you can just shout swear words. It's up to you, but if you want to ask me any questions, I'm here. Okay, so interesting story with BitClout and Robert Breed scam, right? That has nothing to do with me. Shut the fuck up, Peter. Shut the fuck up. So he, inaudible section, BitClout scam because he's probably got wrecked trading because half the influencers on Bitcoin Twitter can't just HODL like they pretend to. They just fucking LARP because they're trying to make a living in the Bitcoin space, which is nearly impossible. Why do you think I just do what I actually do and provide value to people and businesses? Because there isn't any money hucking Bitcoin to people besides people like you who promote shitcoin exchanges like Kraken and fucking Gemini. Unidentified. Why do you have a problem with people making money?
Stoney, I don't have a problem with people making money. I have a problem with affinity scammers.
Unidentified. What's the affinity scam?
Stoney, using your personality and persona and your following to shill fucking garbage to people.
Unidentified. What's garbage? What do you consider garbage?
Stoney, Gemini, Kraken, any one of Peter's fucking shitty ass exchanges who pay him ad revenue.
Unidentified. Where do you buy your Bitcoin?
Stoney, I buy KYC free Bitcoin. I've done that for a long time.
Unidentified. So anyone that doesn't buy KYC free Bitcoin are virtue signaling assholes?
Stoney, no, and you know where else I buy it from? River, Bitcoin only.
Unidentified. River's only in America in like 47 states.
Stoney, what about Strike, you dumb fuck?
Unidentified. Strike is lightning. You're not buying hundreds of thousands of dollars on Strike.
Stoney, you can loop out.
Unidentified. You can loop out, but what I'm saying is when you're trying to buy any considerable amount of Bitcoin, there's certain products that you have to go to. You have no choice.
Stoney, yes, you can. I can buy $20,000 of Bitcoin on the app right now.
Unidentified.
You can. Everybody can't.
Stoney,
yes, you can. You can go ask Jack Mallers because he's a fucking gangster and ask him to up your limits. That's it.
Peter.
Stoney, one second. Can I make one point, please?
Host. Let each person make their point, please.
Stoney. No, fuck these people. All they do is try and control narratives.
Unidentified.
Why should anyone listen to what you're saying? Give me one reason.
Peter.
Oh God, can someone just mute Stoney?
Stoney.
I stack Bitcoin and I provide actual value to people.
Unidentified. You stack Bitcoin? I stack Bitcoin too. Why should people listen to me? Because I'm stacking Bitcoin?
Dude, everyone who's here stacks Bitcoin, you dumb fuck.
HODL. Dude, saying you stack Bitcoin is fucking retarded. By the way, I don't do anything for Bitcoin either. I do nothing.
Stoney Bitson in British accent. Hi, I'm Peter, and I need to be the moderator because I need control. I need absolute control all the time. Oh, fuck you.
Peter.
No, I don't, Stoney. Stoney, let someone speak. Just let someone speak. All I'm asking is for you to let me speak for 1 second and just say, I'm more than willing to stay here and answer your questions. If you're just going to yell and talk over people, then there's no benefit to anyone. So I might as well just leave.
Stoney.
That's hilarious.
Peter.
There's a bunch of people here who probably want to listen to this. I'm here, happy to answer any questions. But if you're just going to yell and swear, it's not particularly productive. But if you can just calm yourself down, I'll answer any of your questions. You've got a free-for-all to ask me any questions you like, and I'll answer you.
Stoney.
You're a fucking loser. I think you're a fucking loser. That's the end. End of story. You're a fucking loser, and you try to control narratives.
Peter.
I'm not trying to control the narratives.
Stoney.
And you buddy up with people and ask favors all the time. That's all you do. And then you're such a fucking loser that you've been trying to co-opt people for years. And you're a failure when you do that. And then you just block them because they can't be controlled like you want to. That's what this is.
Peter.
Again, if you want to ask me any questions, I will answer your questions. All I'm asking is you to be mildly civilized and not yell over them.
Stoney.
Okay, I'll be civilized. You ready? Why is every single one of your ad-based revenue, people that pay you money, why are they all shitcoin scams or do things with rehypothecation? Every single one of them. Why?
Peter.
Okay, which sponsor do you want to go with first? You pick one, and then I'll tell you why they sponsor the show.
Stoney.
You can go through all of them because they all fucking blow. Start with BlockFi.
Peter.
So the reason I allow BlockFi to be a sponsor of the show is because they have a Bitcoin product. From the very start with all the sponsors, I said, if you have a Bitcoin product, I'm happy to work with you. Now, have you seen the valuation that BlockFi has?
Stoney.
I don't care what valuation BlockFi has. I don't give a shit what they're worth.
Peter.
Okay, well, they're worth $5 billion. They are supplying something that the market wants and that people are willing to use. Now, you don't have to use it. And you can tell people not to use it, but they're providing a product that enough people want to use that they're worth $5 billion. Now, the free market has said this product is worthy. If it didn't, then they wouldn't be worth $5 billion.
Stoney.
The free market? There's no fucking free market. Look at the stock market right now. It's a fucking scam. The whole thing's a scam. The Federal Reserve is buying $120 billion of mortgage-backed securities per month. The whole thing is a lie. There is no free market.
Peter.
Okay, Stoney, so there's no free market. But there is a market. And there is a product out there that enough people want to use that its value becomes $5 billion. So the market wants this product. I allow them to sponsor. I specifically said to them, I will only ever promote your Bitcoin products. They want to work with me, and I want to work with them. I encourage people to do their own research. When people message me and they ask me how much Bitcoin do I keep with them, I would say never more than 20%, but it's up to people. Not everybody needs to be mothered by you, Stoney. Some people want to make their own decisions, and the market wants this product. So that's BlockFi covered. What do you want next?
Stoney. That is the best corporate shill I have ever heard in my life. Congratulations.
Peter.
Fine. That's fine.
Stoney. Okay, next question about BlockFi. Why don't you have them on and have them talk about how grossly incompetent they are between their hacks of people's personal data and sending 700 Bitcoin instead of $700, 45,000 times the amount they were supposed to? How more of an incompetent company do you have to be to drop them as a sponsor? How much lower do your moral standards have to be to drop them as a sponsor?
Peter.
Okay, so there's a couple of things to unpack here. For every sponsor, we have something called a contract, which has a...
Stoney.
No, just answer my question. When does your morality cause you to discontinue having them as someone who pays you money?
Peter.
Okay, again, I'm going to answer your question. I'm just going to ask that you not yell over me as I speak. One of your points was, when are you going to drop them? I was making the point, we have a contract, and the contract has specific terms, term lengths, and how contracts can be ended. That is a contract, right? So, that why even if I wanted to drop them, there are some considerations. Second point, yes, they've had some things which have been mistakes. Almost every single company in the world operates on some form of software. Occasionally, something will happen that will go wrong. I'm not supportive of that. Also, with every single sponsor I have a condition that if they're going to sponsor the show, they have to come on the show and answer the questions that need answering. So, for example, when Ledger approached me and wanted to come on the show, I made the point to Pascal, you can only become a sponsor if you're willing to come on the show and answer all the questions that come from the audience, so we can build a better relationship between these companies and the people and the things that might go wrong. So I would be more than willing to have Zach on the show. I'd be more than willing to ask him questions about that. That's not a problem at all. Next question.
Stoney. So you're just going to give him layup questions? Not specifically, how are your systems so grossly negligent that you sent 45,000 times the purchasing power you were supposed to clients? 700 Bitcoin instead of $700.
Peter.
Okay. So they obviously had some bug or breakdown in their system, and I'd be more than willing to ask him about that.
Stoney, that's a huge bug. That's not a bug. That's a massive oversight by morons.
Peter,
Stoney, let me frame it a different way for you. If I approached every interview the way you did, yelling at people, calling them cucks and cunts, one thing would happen. I won't have any guests in the future, and I won't have any listeners, and it won't work.
Stoney.
Yeah, because there's no value there.
Peter.
One thing I'm quite good at is understanding how to conduct good interviews. You're good at digging holes. If I tried digging holes and building walls, I would be terrible. If you tried to do an interview, you would be terrible, and nobody would listen. Now, I'm more than willing to get Zach on and ask those questions. Not a problem. What's your next question?
Stoney.
You didn't answer the question.
Peter.
So they had a breakdown in their processes that led to somebody being sent more Bitcoin than they should have been. Bitcoin that wasn't theirs, and that was a mistake. Okay. Am I going to drop them as a sponsor for that? No, I'm not.
Stoney Bitson cuts out. Unidentified.
I don't think you need to answer any more questions, Peter. It's pretty obvious what is going on.
Peter.
Look, I get it. He's angry. I could have Bitcoin-only sponsors, Bitcoin-only guests, run a node. I could give all my Bitcoin away. He'll find a reason to hate me and be angry. He's obviously, inaudible section, and he's a bit of a moron and needs to yell and make up lies and whatever, so be it.
Sapiens. So you just mentioned it, and this was my question. Why don't you have Bitcoin-only sponsors?
Peter. I have Casa, which is a Bitcoin-only sponsor, and to have other sponsors, like I have a rate, and if people come and pay the rate, they can. Now, I gave a massive discount to Casa because I think it's an important service and I want to support them. But I also have a team. I have an assistant. I have a video guy. I have a producer. I have an audio engineer. I travel around the world trying to learn about Bitcoin projects and promote Bitcoin projects. That comes with a cost. Sadly, the cost of doing this is not supported by Bitcoin-only companies. Now, if it would be, I would love that. But it can't. They can't afford my rates, so I have a rule. I will work with you if you have a Bitcoin product, and I will only promote your Bitcoin product. Now, that's not perfect for some people because they want pure Bitcoin purity. Fine, I get it. I'm just not doing that. My policy on sponsors has never changed. It's been up on my website. It's always been. If you have a Bitcoin product, I will promote it.
And that's it. Dieter has left, Huddle has left, Stony has left, and this is the ending of the, I guess, relevant transcription of the American Huddle versus Dieter Bob debate. And you know, I don't know who won. I don't think anybody won. I don't think the listeners won. I don't think Huddle won. I don't think Dieter Bob won. I think the real winner here is Twitter, a platform that has just created such a loving and supportive atmosphere, and has really just done an amazing job at bringing Bitcoiners together. I really, really hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, and I also hope that you got your stacking in, because now that this is published, the bull market is officially allowed to return, and with the depth of knowledge and sheer bullishness that this episode has made available to the world, I can't imagine a price of anything less than $100,000 by the end of May. You have heard it here. Guy Swan's totally serious price prediction while channeling the thirsty spirits of Dieter Huddle.
One final thank you to CoinKite and Swan Bitcoin for bringing this utter brilliance that you can find nowhere else to the audience of Bitcoin Audible. I hope you enjoyed this episode. The reading of the transcription of the recording of American Huddle versus Dieter Bob debate. And I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll catch you on the next one. Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he? Clarence, it's a wonderful life.